Identifying active galactic nuclei via brightness temperature with sub-arcsecond international LOFAR telescope observations, by Leah K. Moribito et al. Identifying active galactic nuclei, AGN, and isolating their contribution to a galaxy's energy budget is crucial for studying the co-evolution of AGN and their host galaxies. Brightness temperature, TB, measurements from high-resolution radio observations at GHZ frequencies are widely used to identify AGN. Here we investigate using new sub-arcsecond imaging at 144 MHz with the International LOFAR telescope to identify AGN using TB in the Lockman Hole field. We use ancillary data to validate the 940 AGN identifications, finding 83% of sources have AGN classifications from set fitting and or photometric identifications, yielding 160 new AGN identifications. Considering the multi-wavelength classifications, brightness temperature criteria select over half of radio access sources, 32% of sources classified as radio quiet AGN, and 20% of sources classified as star-forming galaxies. Infrared color plots and comparison with what we would expect to detect based on peak brightness in 6-arcsec LOFAR maps, imply that the star-forming galaxies and sources at low flux densities have a mixture of star formation and AGN activity. We separate the radio emission from star formation and AGN in unresolved, TB-identified AGN with no significant radio excess and find the AGN comprises 0.49 plus or minus 0.16 of the radio luminosity. Overall, the non-radio excess AGN show evidence for having a variety of different radio emission mechanisms, which can provide different pathways for AGN and galaxy co-evolution. This validation of AGN identification using brightness temperature at low frequencies opens the possibility for securely selecting AGN samples where ancillary data is inadequate. This was Identifying Active Galactic Nuclei via Brightness Temperature with Sub-arcsecond International LOFAR Telescope Observations, by Leah K. Moribito et al.